Judge Emmett Sullivan held an emergency hearing today in Washington, D.C. in the federal case against Senator Ted Stevens. The judge wanted to settle a dispute over whether prosecutors in the case are turning over evidence to the defense in the right format. Erica Bolstad, the Washington, D.C. reporter for the Anchorage Daily News, was there. She says basically the judge agreed with Stevens' lawyers.
And what had happened is that they were getting things in an electronic format where it wasn't easy to divide where or determine where one document began and where another one ended. And so basically the judge said, you know what, just turn it all over on paper. That way they've got everything and it'll be very clear where one thing begins and one thing ends.
Seems somewhat unusual. You would think that in this connected day and age that would be standard procedure and would almost seem more efficient to send things electronically instead of on paper.
I think part of the problem here is that they're working on such a short and such a short time frame for this particular case. It's happening so quickly. And one of their complaints was, look, we can't get to trial on September 22nd if we have to go through this electronic record and pull things out one by one without any clear definitions where things stop and start. And we're just not going to be able to physically do it unless we have it in a more workable format.
Erica, did during the hearing today, did the defense shed any light on the case that they're building?
Yeah, they did. It's pretty interesting what they seem to be talking about, and it's actually not so much as building, but how they might be attacking the prosecution's case. And one of the things that one of the Senator Stevens' lawyers suggested is that they're going to be attacking some of the evidence, including the photographic evidence that was taken of Senator Stevens' home in Girdwood. And what they're going to be doing is suggesting that the photos were taken with a wide-angle lens that make the house and the furnishings and everything in it look bigger than it is. And they have said that they've already got on board an expert who wrote a textbook about crime scene photography. They're going to be using him to attack the photographic evidence in this case.
That seems interesting. I wonder why they wouldn't just provide their own version of the photographs.
Well, and that seemed to be something that the judge has suggested all along. If you want to bring in your own photos, bring in your own photos, too, is what he has said.
So what was the tone of the hearing today? How cordial was this?
You know, you can tell that they're already starting to get a little bit under each other's skin, the prosecution and the defense. The prosecutors basically suggested that they thought that the defense attorneys, when they said jump, that basically they had to jump, and it's simply because, as the lead prosecutor said, because Senator Stevens has U.S. Senator before his name. And the judge was pretty quick to say, wait a second, hold on here. I'm treating everyone the same, and this is no different than any other defendant would be treated.
So, Erica, what's next?
Well, next, there is a major hearing on Thursday next week where they'll kind of finalize all of the remaining disputes they have over evidence and any lingering questions they have before they launch into jury selection the next Monday. And then the trial is scheduled to start on Wednesday, the 24th.
All right. Well, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
Erica Bolstad covers Washington, D.C. for the Anchorage Daily News.